Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Guys, we have a new tier on our Patreon, and it includes exclusive bonus content. Listen up. Right now, for just $5, you get the Honeydew a day early, you get it ad-free, and you get a full bonus episode of the Honeydew with Y'all, where listeners highlight their lowlights, and it's going to stay that way. $5. And for just $3 more, you're also going to get the way back a day early and ad free, but that's not all. You'll get exclusive bonus content with the guests, some fun segments, maybe some games, and we'd love to get you guys involved. And that's all for only $3 more. And there's no censorship on any of the Patreon episodes. Subscribe now.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. Ryan Sickler on all your social media, ryansickler.com. I just want to thank you for your support. As always, whatever you do to support anything I do, thank you. Thank you so much. You're changing my life, y'all, and I'm nothing but gratitude. And I also have nothing but gratitude for this guest I have here on the Way Back with me. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jay Larson. Welcome to the Way Back, Jay Larson.
Good to be here on the Way Back. By the way, the Live and Alive tour, I got to say, when I saw you at the Improv, you're doing part of some of the material from that.
Yeah, a few minutes of
that.
So
when you said Live and Alive, I love that that's what the name of the tour is. It's great.
Thank you,
good
buddy.
Good to be here, buddy. Can I do this?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Make it your seat, bro. Okay. Right here. Plug whatever
Jay
you like.
Jay Larson Comedy on all social media. Jay Larson Comedy on YouTube. We're on YouTube. New special, Here We Go Again, is live on the Comedy Store's YouTube channel. And I have two specials, Me Being Me and Sounds Like Bruce, both on my YouTube channel under Jay Larson.
I'm excited to have you here because this is a show that I know that you have need no preparation for.
I mean, what? I mean, all I know is coming on the way back. I never knew anything you.
Princess is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, get used to it, girl. Have you seen The Way, Way Back?
Yeah, the movie from way, way back. I have seen that.
The one with
like
Steve
the
Carell.
90s or whatever, no. Right? Oh.
No.
No.
Came out in like the 2000s. Steve Carell's in it and... Mm. Who's my other boy?
Right here.
Dude, these guys are the best. Jim Rash and who's the other dude?
Yeah, Sam Rockwell.
Rockwell is so goddamn good in this movie. So the way they got Steve Carell in this movie, because I worked with one of the writers.
Oh, wait. Isn't he a dickhead stepdad in this or something?
Yeah.
I did see this.
It's a great movie.
He's like
dude.
Horrible. The kid's driving. He says something to him.
Yeah. So he says, basically tells him he's a six.
He's in this seat
looking out, man.
All right.
Whenever I would see kids in this seat when we were a kid, you just yell. You're like, oh, they're just like, hey. And we would do this thing like,
did you ride back here? Who had the car that had this?
No
seat?
One had this car.
No one.
No one had this car. I always would see it and I loved it. Yeah, there it is right there. God, that movie was so great. Sam Rockwell in that movie is like you wish you met him
in
your
every
life.
Movie.
I know. Yeah. Except
Sam Rockwell, we want you on the way back, brother.
You ain't gonna fucking believe this.
Sam Rockwell!
Except in Three Billboards Outside of Mississippi, he wasn't the most likable guy in that. Even in that, he was likable. He was likable in The Green Mile, too.
Yeah, he's just the best.
I love Sam.
Safe Men. Have you ever seen Safe Men?
No.
This is Sam Rockwell and Steve Zahn. And it's fucking hilarious.
I had dinner with Steve Zahn once.
Really?
Yeah,
super nice guy. I believe the storyline is something like... Paul Giamatti? Yeah.
Oh, Mark Ruffalo, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's great. You got to watch. It's hilarious.
Paul Giamatti's best.
He thinks that they're safe crackers, and in order to save their lives, mm-hmm. I think it is, or whatever, like, yep, we sure are. And they have no idea what the fuck they're doing. And they're going out trying to crack safes.
Those are some of like my favorites, all in one movie.
Safe Men. Anyway, you've never gotten even to a ball game or somebody's parents' carpooling or nothing?
No, I wish. I always loved the seat when you would see kids driving and you're like, oh, that's the best. And then even when they came out with like, I love like late 80s, early 90s Mercedes station wagons. They would even have like the little one that like pop out of it. I got a third row in my car now, but it faces forward.
Everything faces forward.
I wish it would face backward. They just throw you in that back. They
one
didn't
of
have
my
a,
favorite stories of yours was...
I know it.
What is it going to be?
Going to that baseball game?
Yeah, but yeah. Dude. Tell it.
So, single mom.
You're raised by a single mom.
Single mom. I made my first all-star team in baseball. I'm stoked. We're playing in this other city because, you know, it's all-star. You travel. Play other... And we're playing in Revere, where's my mother's from. My mother's like, oh, I know where it is. I'll lead.
Oh, so Sue's leading the caravan.
See, she's leading the caravan.
Of how many cars would you say?
At least 8 or 9. Maybe more. You know what I mean? Baseball team, you got like 15
kids
and
equipment.
Yeah, that's me right there in the Braves, baby.
There he is. Look, young Chipper Jones over
you know
here.
It, son. Get that green East and everybody
Man,
knows
your
that green.
Daughter really looks like you now. I see
oh,
this.
She does. Wow. I know, totally.
Okay, so this kid's in the
Carl mom and Sue Larson's in like, it? I'm gonna lead the charge. Yep. Here we come. Here come the Braves.
Massachusetts. No, we are the Stoneham All-Stars. You know, this is an All-Star team.
Okay, okay, okay.
But you know, it's August in Massachusetts, which means, oh, I don't know, thunderstorm just pops out of nowhere and it just starts pouring. And my mother, we're driving, she's like, I'm gonna pull over. I'm like, you're not pulling over. We're leading the goddamn train. She had never driven anywhere, dude. I mean, no, she had never drove me to any events. Someone would pick me up.
Yeah.
She's the only time, and then she's leading. She's like, I'm gonna have to. I can't see. I'm like, I can see fine. And she's like, nope. And she pulls over. And every car in that thing just zipping past. And the way I told you is it's just like, everyone's like, no, dad. And it's just me with my goddamn single mom sitting there in the guy.
Showed up in the third inning when the fucking rain slid.
I'm supposed to start. Got pulled. Oh, I'll never forget showing up. Everyone's like, where you been? I'm like, whatever, bro. That was,
oh. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, you loved that story.
Yeah,
that was the
worst.
That
is a fucking mom thing. No, safety first. We got like, we're just rain, mom.
You know what? When we were talking, when I knew we were going to be doing the way back, did you get to, when you guys would win games, get to go out for ice cream?
So if we won game, you mean with the family or the team?
The team.
If we won games, maybe a coach did that once in a while, but we always had a snowball snack shack at the fields.
Oh, damn.
So they would say if we won, snowballs on me, and then we'd all sprint to that.
So,
but we never drove somewhere.
That team that I was on, the Braves, mm-hmm. Bernie Corbett, when we would win, and Dan Margarita was the assistant coach. I had them for 4 years. When we would win, we go to the Dairy Dome, Stoneham, Mass. There it is. Oh, God, dude. You have no idea.
Look at it.
So we would go there, bro.
This is where you guys are going, the All-Stars.
Oh, look at that. Win. Down there was the Twinkle Coat. That's
wait,
right.
Go back.
So down, see that picture right there in the cup with the cone upside
bottom
down?
Left. Bottom, oh, that one.
That
there.
One. That's the Twinkle Coat right there. Let's those see. Aren't sprinkles. Oh, that is sprinkles maybe, but it was like this peanut butter crunch. Anyway, when we would go to the dome, oh, there they go. They would do the, I never got the chocolate dip, like the frozen chocolate dip, you
yeah.
know? Never got that. But it's I funny. Have that at my house for the kids when I make them ice cream. My daughter
loves
it. You
called them sprinkles.
Yeah.
In Baltimore, they called them jimmies.
Everyone did, right? And they,
is that right?
You don't say it anymore because it's a racist term, okay. Which is why I left it out.
Why?
Hey,
why is that racist? Look up
the definition of jimmy.
What is?
A jimmy is a racial term for a black person, and
Oh, because they were chocolate.
Yes, and they were called jimmies.
I always thought jimmies were rainbow. I didn't matter what color.
Totally.
I just thought the little piece was called jimmy. All right.
It's so funny. I was at an ice cream shop with a friend from growing up recently, and he said that. And I go, bro, they don't say that anymore. Goes, yes, they do. Look at it. And it says sprinkle. I go, see?
When did they announce? They should announce.
Dude, decades ago. decades ago.
Good thing I don't eat a lot of ice cream. You know, I don't like them anyway.
But we would go here to the Dairy Dome, and this is what you were always, everyone was talking about. What's the limit? What's our limit? The coach would be like, guys, $1.25 limit. You get a cone, $1.25. But you know a little something about Jay Lawson. When we would go for ice cream, you know what I would get? A bag of sour cream and onion chips and a Coke.
Instead of the ice
Instead
cream.
Instead of an, I don't know why. And I love ice cream. Soft serve ice cream.
You never, that's what your always go-to was? You never got the ice cream once?
Maybe.
But you remember that mostly.
Yes, we'd all sit down and we'd be sitting there. And then you know what else it had there? The greatest thing that every ice cream shop should have? An ice cold water fountain.
Oh,
you go over, had that ice cold water coming out. God damn, dude.
Is this gone now?
Yeah, it's condos.
Oh, it is.
But in high school, like all of, the guy,
there, look, it says sold right there.
Yeah, I know. That's because it was like this thing in our, everyone was like, what? How are you going to sell the Dairy Dome? So my eighth grade girlfriend, Danielle Mayo, her dad owned this place. And he was the biology teacher in our high school.
Okay.
And I remember like, he was the guy, like I would go hang out with Danielle and he'd drive me home from their house and they had like ice cream in the freezer. And I'll never forget. So we broke up, obviously. And then sophomore year, I had him for biology. And we had to like, and I feel like he always had like a little rub against me. We had to check our like pulse and we're like timing out our like, you know, pulse.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
And he's like, what's everybody got beats per minute? And everyone's like, 86, this. I'm like, I got 40. He goes, you're doing it wrong. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's 40. Comes over. He's like, all right, whatever. It was 40.
It wasn't really?
Fucking like a marathon runner.
What's the big green Chevy? Was that mom's
car? That was
car?
What my mother had, oh, yeah. Right. The green Gussie, we called it. You put the defrost on, purple smoke would blow in your face. It was
purple smoke.
She went from that. That was my aunt's car. She got that from my aunt. And then the first new car she ever got was, you ready for this? She got the Ford Topaz, not the Tempo. No, it was the Mercury Topaz and the Ford Tempo. You yes. know, so you had the regular version, then you had the Kmod the
Ford,
version.
Yes, that's the Ford Mercury. Yeah. yeah.
So we had the Topaz.
There it is, the Topaz. Who and then who else was driving around in that?
Oh, it was. It was. That's actually a nice little
it
car.
Was Jim Norton talking about how he couldn't get any ass in a Topaz. He's like,
I feel like he couldn't get ass in a Mercedes.
And what's your first car in high school?
I think a Topaz.
A Topaz, yeah, man. Yeah. I haven't heard a Topaz in a long time.
Yeah, the Topaz, and it should have said guaranteed to not get pussy in, because nobody fucks you in a Topaz. No one.
Ford Topaz. This is what mom got.
So that's the next car we had, and then mm-hmm. she got up to the Tempo, and I remember I'll never forget when she got that Tempo, bro. I was like, oh shit, we have arrived. We should. It's the same car, bro. The
same car. 100%.
It is the same car.
It's got the Ford logo on it instead of the Mercury.
Yeah, exactly. On it. Yeah. And you know what we would do in that car, me and my mom? We would go to Friendly's. Do you remember Friendly's?
Bring it up. Hell yeah.
Friendly's. And we would get, my mother and I, we'd get raspberry lime Rickies, and my mother would sit in the car in the AC.
Listen,
again.
You can't say Rickies anymore.
You can't say Rickies, man.
Rickies.
Listen, it's offensive to Native Americans, okay?
Rickies.
He just can't be. He can't be saying, man. They call them Rickies. It's offensive to Ricky Henderson. He just. Anyway, me and my mom.
Okay, Friendlies.
I would go into Friendlies and get raspberry lime Rickies, and then we'd sit in the AC in the car because, again, Massachusetts.
There you go.
I mean, they still got some open.
Oh, there's plenty of them still open.
Also, the best ice cream ever made is from Friendlies. You can only get it in the pints.
And what is it?
It's butter crunch ice cream. It's these little pieces of, it's like vanilla ice cream with these little pieces of like
butter toffee.
Toffee. Ooh. And, but all the toffees have like a little, like they're a little like liquidy on the outside of them because they've like melted, not melted, but like liquid. Oh, forget it. There it is right there. Butter crunch. Oh.
What was the one they were known for? Like the Jim Dandy or some shit like
you
that?
You can't say Jim Dandy.
That does sound racist, too.
Oh, and then these two Jim Dandies move in the neighborhood. Next thing you know,
it's all cleaned up. Shit, looks nice.
Sounds like a slang term for a gay man.
Definitely does.
This Jim Dandy coming
go,
in.
Go back for a second, Kirsten. There it is, right there. Jim Dandy Sunday. That was it.
Okay, I did. Thank God. Thank God.
Man.
Thank God they're the racist ones.
Wait, now what would you say the name was called? The actual ice cream place?
Oh, Brigham's.
Is this the spot right
that's
here?
That's not what ours look like, but yes, that's Brigham's ice cream.
And that's where you would go and you get a $1.25 limit?
No. Dairy Dome was $1.25. Brigham's is where my mother and I would get raspberry lime Rickey's.
Got it.
Oh, don't even show me the map of where I used to live. This is the greatest.
Give us the house.
64 Oak Street.
What city?
Stoneham, baby.
Stoneham, Mass. All right.
It's a good looking house. Yeah, there it is.
Wow, you got a nice... This is what Sue Larson was doing
over
here?
Yeah, yeah.
You got nice fall leaves in the front yard. Yeah,
look at it. Look,
is that a... what is that, a Corvette?
Yeah, it's a Corvette. That's my neighbor's. You know, there's always... if you don't have a neighbor...
I'm going to fix it up. It's been there since 78.
Dude,
I'm going to get it running. Oh, what year is this? This is newer. Oh, look, it's gone.
That was the Honda. That's because in the garage, man.
Oh, he moved it in?
Yeah.
Is your house, though, here?
Yeah, that was the house we grew up in.
That's a nice house.
Yeah, so my parents bought that house for $40,000.
Damn.
In 1978. It's a four-bedroom house.
Where were you in the bedroom? When you is that you in the bedroom?
I was in that top peak up there.
Top right over there?
Yeah.
This is your bedroom here?
Yeah. So there's a great story my mom loves. See that the other peak over there? What are those things? Anyway, my mother's taking a shower when I was a kid, and all of a sudden she gets out of the shower. She goes in her bedroom. She hears this woman yelling, comes to the window, and there's this lady pulled her car over. Me and my brother are riding our big wheels in that driveway completely naked. She's like, "You boys get in and put some clothes on." And I tell that, my kids know that story now, and they think it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Hey, look, if you pan down a little to the right, that's my school right there. That's the school I went to.
So
that's
how close. Street right here.
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit.
That's how close I was to
what
Robin Hood.
What school is this?
That's Robin Hood School, baby.
Robin Hood.
Yeah. Take from the rich, give to the poor.
Yeah, there they are.
Ink, ink.
That's a nice looking little. Oh, you got a nice neighborhood
they
here.
They redid this. The very school. Rural.
Yeah, I'm sure it didn't look like that.
I mean, but you know what they had, Rye? So back right corner of that whole thing, they had this when I was a kid. The ground, they had it so it came up like this and then dipped.
Oh, could you hit your bike and jump the shit?
You know what they did with it? And it was a big rectangle. You know what they do?
What?
In the winter, the fire department would come down, fill it, and it was they turn into an ice skating rink.
Oh, that's nice. This whole thing?
No, just like the back, back corner. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, Jesus.
It's all flat now. That's awesome. That. But yeah, that was our town. You know what's funny? So I have back to school night for my kids tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going down here, walking to back to school night, and in the gym, we, you know, they had ice cream sundaes, and we all got these little ice cream sundaes. You know what else I remember about that gym? They would have the dining tables were like this. You know, they go like this.
Yeah, the folding big ones.
They fold into the little seats off the side, right? And then they would tie them to the wall, right? So we're roller skating. We had roller skating in gym. And
You did?
Yeah. One day, they got skates for everybody, and we roller skated.
No,
I don't know.
Shit.
But our gym teacher was, I want to say his name was Mr. McGillicuddy, but I'm not positive.
Mm-hmm.
But that dude would park his truck on the grass down by the field, so when it was like warm out and you were going down there, God damn it, that's crazy. That's where I learned how to whistle, man, with Gerard Lehman, second grade. That's not what it looked like when I was a kid. But I remember sitting there and Gerard Lehman sitting next to me teaching me how to whistle like this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to figure it out, and we finally got it. And someone's like, "Hey, cut the whistling out." But down by the field, Mr. McGillicuddy would just sit in his fucking reading Playboy, smoking butts. Who knows? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's when you'd show up. But anyway, we're roller skating the tables, and I lose control, and I slam into one of the tables, and then I'm going to fall over. So I just grab it, and I pull the whole thing down on top of me.
Oh, those are big, dude.
Yep, and McGillicuddy comes over. What do you think he says?
Go get yourself some water.
Water.
That's what it is. Yesterday, my daughter comes home from school with a note from the nurse. I go, "What's this?" She goes, "I had to go to the nurse." And I go, "For what?" She goes, "I was bleeding." And I go, "From what?" She goes, "I had a bug bite that I scratched." And I go, "You're so full of it. I don't need this." And she goes, "It was bleeding profusely." I go, "Whatever. You're out of your mind."
High school now. We talked about, or was it middle school when you started with cologne? Because you brought
middle school, baby.
So we had a candle here in the studio that we don't have anymore, but it was fresh cut grass. And you said, "Oh, I used to have that cologne." I'm like, "What? That was a cologne?"
It crushed.
Who made it?
Gap.
Oh, Gap.
Dude. It was me. That's who I was. You know what I mean?
Did it actually smell like fresh cut grass?
Which is one of my favorite scents of this day. My kids know. They're like, "Oh yeah, Dad loves cut grass."
Is it?
Yep. And then that's it. And then they went to Earth. It was pink. After they stopped doing grass, and then they went to Earth. Look up, see if we can get Earth cologne. Same by Gap.
Oh, it's not a perfume, Earth. It's a cologne. There it is.
Right there. God damn it. I loved it. But you know what I had, Sickle? Is for travel soccer. We did indoor soccer in the winter, and we play like Saturday nights at midnight or 10 or whatever you could get in. And so I had a soccer bag. It's like an Adidas bag, and I had all my soccer gear in it, and I'd have Adidas cologne. Do you remember Adidas cologne?
I sure do remember Adidas cologne.
And I don't know why, but like I brought all my school books into that. I think I also used it for school. And I forgot the cologne, and I dropped it in front of my locker, and it smashed. So my entire locker, like the floor, books, everything, smelled like Adidas cologne. And when I handed him my history book, what the heck was that guy's name? He wore a suit and tie every day.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is right there. He just took my book and went like that, and just the whole thing was soaked with cologne. And then Calvin was the other one I wore.
Calvin Klein?
Just Calvin.
See, I wore... So this right one over here, I wore Obsession.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Wore Obsession. I did the green polo.
Oh, of course.
Remember the green polo? Look, that one.
That's still around.
Yeah, it should be. That's a classic one. Green polo. Never did Dracar Noir.
I never did Dracar, but people, that's the one everyone calls out.
There it is.
Yeah, that one is.
Also, look up this one, Tuscany cologne. Did one? I had a girlfriend in like high school. It was into cologne, so she would get all the free. Remember, you'd smell them in the magazines. So she'd be like, "You should try this one. You should. This is another one. Tuscany idea. Tuscany. I did.
My
Tommy Hilfiger had a good one for a hot second. But I only experimented with cologne in like high school, and I've never worn it since. I'm a deodorant, just deodorant baby powder guy.
Yeah, I know. I don't do the baby powder. I wear cologne now, though. You know what I realized? I like cologne. Like, I don't wear it for anyone. I just like to wear the scent. You know what I mean? I have two different scents that I wear at the same time. My buddy, his son is in, I think he's a freshman now, and he's like crazy about cologne. Mm-hmm. He's got like 14 bottles in his, like, and he sends us pictures.
Brett Ernst. That's Brett Ernst.
Big time.
World.
Yeah. Trust me. My boy's son, we joke around. He wears like wraparound glasses when he's playing sports.
That's Brett Ernst. He's our Brett Ernst.
Ernst would be like, yeah, what's the problem?
Tell me about Boy Scouts. So you grew up, I was never a Boy Scout.
Boy Scout.
My daughter talked about wanting to do Girl Scouts, but then got into other stuff. So what were you in there a lot? Was it a big part of your growing up?
That's me right there, baby.
Look at him. Look at Jay in the middle there. Wait, hold on. Who are the adults? Do you remember?
No.
Who's the guy that couldn't commit to the fucking shirt?
I don't know who that cat is.
He's just in there.
I can't tell you a single person
else
in here.
Has got the part. You don't remember any of these kids?
No. I mean, not names. I can't
How
give
old are you
names.
Here, would you say?
Like
freshman? Eighth grade?
Yeah, I'm probably
middle school.
Eighth grade, maybe. Yeah, my braces are off, so it's either eighth or ninth grade. They came off in eighth grade. So maybe this is summer going into freshman year. What rank am I? Can you get a little closer?
Do you know?
I think I'm a tenderfoot right there. No. I think I made it to star. So this is the step before star. So I was probably, going into freshman year in high school.
How long had you been in?
I mean, I did Weeblos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did Weeblos, Boy Scouts. Dude, you want to know something hilarious, Sickle? You'll love this. For Weeblos, we did a thing. That's when I would still see my dad then. You know what I mean? And they had like a bake contest, like make a cake. My dad was a fucking baker, bro.
Yeah.
I came with a Superman cake, 3-layer, got third place.
Third?
He's a professional. He's a professional. We got third place.
The bra.
It's like, whose fucking homemade cake just beat a guy who's got two shops? Like, you let me down there.
Well, tastes like these two were made with love. So we're going to give you third.
Boy Scout camp, though, that was my first sleepaway camp was Boy Scouts.
So what is that like? Tell me about it. Is that like you go Wednesday nights to this thing or how often are you doing? Or is it a weekend thing?
Sleepaway camp was a week.
No, I just mean Boy Scouts in general.
Oh, yeah. Meeting weekly? Yeah, exactly. Wednesday nights. And then you would do like.
Got it.
Yeah, you did. And you know what's funny? My mom would drop us at Boy Scouts and then she would go over to the church because she would play organ at the church. And then when we finished Boy Scouts at one church, we go over to this other church, and then we'd have to go in, and it was scary, dude. All the
church was?
Yeah.
Do you remember the name?
That was a Unitarian church in Stoneham. They would do a haunted house at Halloween
through the
back of it and stuff, and you go through, and like people would jump out at you.
See, that's
sick.
Cool, because it's the East Coast, which is obviously older and has more history than the West Coast. You got all kinds. Is this it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, it's big. It's bigger than I thought.
You know what they have? They rent it out now, and it's like a TV studio in there.
Oh, it's not still a church?
No. But I will tell you this. This is one of the best Boy Scout stories. So we're asleep. We doing like, we go camping like on weekends, you know, not all the time, but we're on this one camping trip and I was older and a couple other guys, we were like, we're older. Like we want, we had the campsite, but like we said, we want our tents like in another area. Like we felt like we were old enough and the you know, the scout leaders were like, all right. So we set our thing up and we all eat dinner and then we're all around the campfire over by all the tents having a thing. And then we just look out through the woods. You just see a flashlight just right. Mm-hmm. And it's a swamp down there. And this thing's coming around the swamp. We're just like, what is, no one knows what's going on. Now the kids are kind of like nervous. Like, what is this? And the dad's just like, you know, it's everything's all right. And this dude just stumbles into our campsite. He's like, hey, what are you guys doing? He had like a 12 pack. And they were like, you got to get out of here.
By,
like,
himself. By himself. In the woods.
Out of nowhere, man. And the camp leader's like, you got to get out of here right now. Oh, there's Parker Mountain right there. Dude, I didn't get my sailing merit badge. Yes, I did. Let me tell you about this
Hold
real
on.
Quick.
Hold on. Finish with the
So me and
the
all
woods.
The other guys that moved to yeah. our other camp, we fucking ran over. We brought them. Like, we're not sleeping.
Like, fuck that
no
idea.
No way, dude.
Safety in numbers, man. You know how we are.
I'm not getting clipped over there.
What are the some random solo dude shit faced in the woods? I would stay away from a group of Boy Scouts. I would be like, what are y'all doing?
He thought it was just people camping. I don't know where he came from. But Parker Mountain, Rye.
Yeah. So what is Parker Mountain?
It's a Boy Scout camp, right? Okay. So like it's huge. My brother sleptwalk at Parker Mountain one time.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 Mannies that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're gonna proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
And sleptwalk from our campsite through the woods to someone else's because he saw the campfire. And he's like, hey, and like start talking. They're like, bro, you got to get
what if that's what some, the, what if that's what that guy was doing?
That guy was not sleepwalking. Dude, Parker Mountain's up in the middle of nowhere. It's boys. You know, it's a Boy Scout camp. But there was one female, like, leader at the thing. Her name was Hester, and she was from Sweden. She had bleach blonde hair, blue eyes, big white teeth, and she just worked at the camp. We're like, who is this chick? Dude, she was, like, 17. We were just like, whoa, why are you here? And then, like, one of the kids in our troop would, like, hang up. I'm like, what is going on? It was the first time being like, I think I'm in love with this woman. You know what I mean? Imagine being 12 years old, and all of a sudden there's just one woman at this campsite.
What's your maritime badge? What'd you have to do to get that?
I took a sailing merit badge. You took merit badges. Sorry, so I got, like, wilderness survival there, sailing, canoeing. You know, wilderness survival is fun. Like, you'd hike out, and you had to, like, build your own shelter and make your own food and... You know, that's what you do when you're at camp there. Like, you take class, so you'd sign up for, like, two classes in the morning to get merit badges, and then one in the afternoon, and then you guys would have water time. You would like, there was this, we used to have like a greased watermelon football games where it's like in the water and the watermelon's greased and you're trying to like get it and it can go underwater. It was super fun. I used to love Boy Scout camp. So my son did sleepaway camp for the first time this summer, and it was like a big deal. Like, I was like, I think it'd be great for you. And he's like, I did it. And like, there's
how many days?
He left on a Monday. We picked him up on Friday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, yeah. And there's no, you know, you can't call us, can't email, can't do anything.
Really?
Yeah. It's about them learning independence and growth. And we picked him up and he had a great time. And that night I was putting him to bed and I'm like, dude, I'm so proud of you. Like, that must've been really tough. And he goes, yeah. I go, was it hard? And he goes, yeah, the Monday and Tuesday were pretty hard. And I go, yeah. And I go, were you mad at me? And he goes, yeah, a little bit. He's the greatest. And I was like, good. Because I had said to him this summer was going to be the summer, like, I'm really going to challenge you. I want you to take some things on, to get uncomfortable a little bit.
It's funny you say that, because Stella went with her mom and her brother, and they went up to Lake Shasta. And I told her, this is going to be a summer of awakenings for you. And she was out on jet skis as fast as they could go and jumping off the roof of the houseboat into the water. And I'm like, here you go. This is that one summer where it just all starts.
Remember all that stuff. There's the crew right there, bro.
So go through who we have here. Start top left.
Top left, that's my brother, Adam.
Okay.
It's my sister, Courtney. That's Sue. My sister Kristen. And you see that vacant spot, you can see where I was standing.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, nah, let me grab this. Because I was so, I just had a vibe for old people.
Sambas on too.
I got those Samba classics, baby.
So who's on the left there?
That's Auntie Rue. Okay. Classic Auntie Rue, embarrassed, like, oh my God, Jason. Mm-hmm. Auntie Gert, like, this guy's great. Auntie Gert lived to 98. Auntie Rue left, lived to 100. Those two cats, they lived together my whole life.
How close to that house we saw earlier?
Oh, they were like,
driving
like 4.5 miles.
Okay. Nothing.
Yeah. And then that's Auntie Lil right there. That's, so my Nana is who is holding me. That's her brother. I mean, I'm sorry, her husband, Bill, it was his sister, my Aunt Lil. She lived to 102, Auntie Lil.
Jesus.
Yeah. And Nana, she was 88, but she was like,
she's the youngest of the deaths, 88.
Yeah. 198, 102, 88.
Man.
But so Auntie Lil, dude, the greatest thing ever. When Auntie Lil turned 100, we threw this big party for her. But she was in like a, not an old age home, but like a
retirement community.
It wasn't a retirement community either. It was like a rehab place.
Oh, okay.
And like, I would call there from LA and they would put me at the front desk. I'm like, yeah, can I speak to Lillian Regan? They're like, oh yeah, hold on. She's right here. And I go, what are you doing up there? And she goes, I'm hanging out. And I go, well, why aren't you like with the other people? She goes, cause they're all boring. And she was the oldest person there. So when she turned 100, I went and I interviewed her. I brought a video camera and I asked her like what she thought love was, what are greatest lessons from her life, all these amazing things, right? And then I'm going to leave and she walked me out. We're walking down the hallway. She's got a walker at this time. And I go, look at that courtyard out there, Auntie. That's a cool courtyard. And she goes, yeah, it's okay. I go, oh, I don't know. It looks nice. You ever do anything out there? And she goes, yeah, last week they had a clam bake out there. And I go, oh, that's cool. You know, a clam bake? She goes, yeah, they had lobster. And I go, oh, that's awesome. She goes, yeah. And she stops. She goes, wouldn't you believe some people took two lobsters? And I go, oh, all right. She goes, guess who? And I'm thinking, oh, here she is, 100 years old, taking two lobsters. I go, who, you? And she goes, no, the Jews. They can never get enough.
I thought you were going to say the Jimmies.
She said the Jews, they can never get enough. I want to be like, I don't think they got a lot. I think they actually got a lot taken away.
I'm going to say, if there's a people that didn't get their share,
you want to give anyone a pass here, Auntie.
Yeah, I think we're going to. These are the ones.
First of all, they don't even eat shellfish.
That's true.
A good portion of them, but I couldn't get over it. And you're like at 100, you're like, you just let racism kind of slide at 100. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's that picture right there sums up all their person. So we used to joke that Auntie Rue in the pink holding her head and Auntie Gert had a giant hunchback, dude. She was like this, had this hunchback. And we would joke that Auntie Rue, who was tall and slender, was like C-3PO and she was R2-D2.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Because when Auntie Gert
got... They have the same earrings, too. You notice that?
Yeah, they dressed each other.
They took care of each other. Like, they have their hair done. They look nice. How old do you think she is here?
I'll tell you exactly, because I'm 16 right here. And Auntie... God damn, I actually don't know. Nana passed when I was like 21. So she 5 years later. So she's probably 83. Auntie Gert there is probably 88, maybe older. I don't know. But Nana and Auntie Lil both wearing wigs, just an FYI.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
it's a good looking wig. I wouldn't have guessed. Hell yeah. All right.
When I was little, we'd like sneak into my Nana's room and put on the extra one and come out wearing it and shit. But here's the best. Here's the best. Yeah, that's
that looks like a wig.
No, nah, man, that's my hair, baby.
No, not you. I'm talking in the back.
That's my dad's mom. That's my other grandmother.
That's your maternal or paternal grandmother.
So wild. But these two right here that live together, here's the best story ever. So Auntie Gert and Auntie Rue live together, and Auntie Rue never put her in a home. She's like, I'm going to take care of her. So they each had separate rooms, but when she got older, my Aunt Rue slept in a single bed. Auntie Gert slept in a single bed. So she calls me one day. This is the summer before I'm moving to LA. And she goes, Jason, can you come over and help me with Auntie Gert? And I go, sure, I'll come over. And so I get over there and she's laying in the bed perpendicular, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, she's swung her around, but can't get her up and she's peed herself, right? So there's urine in the bed. And I go, hi, Auntie Gert. And she's like, oh, hello. She'd always like think I was like some guy and she's like looking to get laid. I'm like, chill out.
Nah, really?
Yeah, dude. She'd like flirt with me. She'd be like, oh, who's this handsome man? So she's laying there sideways in the bed in her own urine. And then Auntie Rue goes, all right, Jay, so you get under one arm. I'm going to get under the underarm. And then on three, we're going to lift. Now, dude, she's 98. It's all that chicken flab. Yeah. You know, you just get through the flab and hold it on a bone. And she goes, all right, on three. One, two. And I go, and my anchor goes, ah! And I go, Auntie Rue, hold on a second. She goes, what? I go, look at this. And she goes, I saw the home health care people do it. She's fine. And I go, okay. And then we go one, two, and she goes, ah! And my aunt goes, oh, stop it, Gert, you're fine. And we fucking yanked her up and then stood her up like a doll, and then she couldn't move her feet. And Auntie Rue just starts kicking her feet, goes, come on, move it, move it. And next thing you know, she's walking. next thing you know, she's doing the Jim Dandy, right?
The Jim Dandy down the hall.
Right down the hall, man. She did that Jim Dandy. Oh my god.
Oh, this was great, man. Thank you for doing this, Jason.
I love it.
Larson.
This is my favorite. Growing up was my favorite.
I know. That's the best. What's up, buddy? How you doing? Oh, he did? All right. Well, thank you, buddy. You too.
Speaking of Jim Day.
Thank you for doing this. One more time right there. Promote everything you want. Oh shit.
Jay Larson Comedy on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. YouTube, new special. Here we go again. The Comedy Store's YouTube channel, and then me being me and sound like Bruce.
Sorry.
You're going to have to put that behind a paywall, baby.
Woo! Woo! As always, thank you. Thank you, Jay Larson.
You got it.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.